Hola, gente, todo bien. Toma.
¿Qué?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Suena nada?
Hello?
Mr. Salvatore?
Yes, Savarese.
Savary, sorry. So I'm checking right now the Medicaid through Keystone, and it's not showing like your mom has any Medicaid. Now, that doesn't mean
Okay.
that she doesn't have it. It just means that based on the information that you've given me, I can't find her. So I got a date of
Well,
birth of 12/24/1935, correct?
right.
Her first
Well,
name is
she
Rita. Does
has
she have a middle
Medicare.
initial?
She has Medicare. So I don't, I know Medicaid's the state equivalent, right? But
Right.
is that like a poverty thing? Is that like
No, it's
tied
not.
to,
No, it's not
no?
poverty. It's an income-based program through the
In
Department of Family Services. So when you mention Keystone, Keystone is Medicaid.
okay. Well, what do you need to definitively check, I guess is the question.
So nothing. What we need to do is just submit a referral. I'm going to give you some information, and if she doesn't have Medicaid, we're going to try to get her onto Medicaid because Medicaid is the program that pays for all long-term care needs like home care.
Now, is those expenses that are paid out by Medicaid, if they were to be paid out, are they subject to reimbursement to the Department of Public Welfare or whatever they call it now, human resources, whatever?
No, once she gets approved then onto services, the agency, the state creates a care plan and then she gets awarded. Once she gets awarded, the agency, which is us, receives a care plan. Then we would be the people that the state pays to pay your sister to take care of your mom. You have to go through an agency, a licensed
Okay.
agency.
Okay.
So what I can do today is just submit the referral and put you as a point of contact until we could get her onto the right insurances that cover the service. And then if you want, then you can involve your sisters.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What do you
What's
need
your
for me to
mom's
do that?
address?
8080 North 2nd Street, Vike.
I got 80 North 2nd Street.
Pike, Pika.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Churchville, Churchville, all one word, Pennsylvania,
The zip code?
18966.
18966, and you said this was in Bucks County, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is your mom coherent? Can she make her own decisions? Does she speak? Does she tell you when she wants to get up of bed? Does she tell you when she wants
Yeah,
to eat?
yeah. She's
Okay.
just got, she had a stroke.
Okay.
Some left-sided disability, left-sided disability.
All right, so I'm going to be submitting a referral. I'm also going to give you some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Right, hold on, I gotta get a pen.
Take your time. What's your first name, sir?
First name's Todd, Todd.
All right, Todd.
All right, hold on. I gotta grab a piece of paper.
Take your time, possibly a notebook or a notepad somewhere where you could reference back because you won't be needing this information, okay, later on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I want you to write down Medicaid broker number.
Okay.
The number is 877-550-4227. That's 877-550-4227.
4227.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Now I want you to tell them that your mom is in need of home care services and you would like to apply for Medicaid. You're going to be assisting her through the process. You're going to be your mom's point of contact.
Wait, I'm calling these people?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do it when you with your mom because they're going to ask you tons of questions that you may not have.
And say it again, apply for Medicaid and what else?
You're trying to apply for home care services because your mom is in need of help at home.
Right.
But you need to fill out an application for Medicaid.
Okay.
So you're calling to assist your mom through this process for Medicaid. So we're doing two things today, okay? One, we're going to submit an application, a referral, so that the agency can follow up with this referral to get your mom onto home care services and hire your sister. And also, you're going to be reaching out to the Medicaid broker so you can start initiate contact with the Medicaid department so that they can start assisting her through the Medicaid application. Once she gets onto Medicaid, then we can work on, you know, hiring and, you know, creating the care plan for her, okay?
Well, would it be anybody else other than who my mom designates that would be actually performing the services?
She can choose any friend, family, or trusted loved one. It just cannot be any power of attorney or a legal spouse.
All right. And what's the compensation to the person that performs the services?
It's minimum wage in the county. Right now, Bucks County, we're looking at anywhere between $13.50 an hour to $15 an hour, depending on the amount of time she gets, because we pay overtime. Could be a little higher.
$13.50 to $16 an hour?
To $15 an hour, depending on the hours that she gets, because we pay overtime. It could be a little bit more, it could be a little less, but that's the rough range. But we wouldn't know until she gets onto services and we have a physical care plan that tells us how many hours she gets. Then we could offer a solid rate.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to be submitting the referral. The specialist will get a hold of you, but call those people. Oh, let me give you the information for the agency. So underneath that number, I want you to write Family First Care. Family First Care is going to be the people that are going to be further assisting your sister and your mom, okay, onto services. That's the agency. That's provider. Our number is 267-551-7400.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine, and my number is 267-551-7410. It's the same number. The only two digits that change is the last two digits, which mine ends in 10.
Okay. All
You're
right,
going to call
you.
Me once you get a hold of this broker, people, and they're going to do two things. They're going to assign you a case ID number. They're also going to give you what's called an assessment date. Call me back and let me know so that I can add it to the notes, okay?
Yeah, but I'm going to talk it over with my sisters before I call this.
Talk to them. Let them know what's happening, you know, where you're trying to head to see you could get your mom onto services. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's not, I mean, if they're not willing to do it. First of all, I'm on mom's power of attorney, so I would not be eligible, nor would I be interested in getting compensated for taking care of my mom, whether it's
right.
there or not. But in any event, it's my one sister, Sharon, as I said. So you do what you got to do on your end. I don't see any downside
Absolutely.
For you doing that.
Absolutely.
I will talk to my sisters, and then if they are on board, I will call this Medicaid broker number.
Absolutely. And also, if your sisters or yourself are not, you know, like let's say you guys just can't physically, you know, be there with her all the time, the agency can assign someone to be with your mom and assist her. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Jasmine.
All right, Todd. You're welcome, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.